It's time for America Outdoors Radio. The fast-paced hour of Outdoors Radio ahead is not only awesome, but unlike those other shows, you can actually sleep in for this one. Better still, we've got a special Pacific Northwest edition for you. You won't find this version of America Outdoors Radio anywhere else. And you'll only hear it here on KRKO AM 1380.
We've got a great local edition of America Outdoors Radio coming your way today. We're only a week away from the Marine Area 5 CQ Salmon Opener, and excitement is building about the 2 hatchery salmon a day you can take home from here. Tom Burlingame with XL Fishing Charters is back again this week to give you more details about it at the bottom of the hour. He's going to tell you exactly how to catch these fish. In other news, duck hunting season is over, but believe it or not, now is the perfect time to book a trip for this fall, and one of the best trips you can book is a duck hunt on the famed duck taxi out to Eastern Washington's Potholes Reservoir. Shelby Ross, the new owner of the duck taxi, will tell you more about that as we end our program today. Before we talk to Tom and Shelby, though, it's time again to tell you what's hot and what's not this week in the Pacific Northwest, courtesy of your sporting goods headquarters in the greater Everett area, Sportsman's Warehouse on Everett Mall Parkway. One thing that's not hot are the prospects for Atlantic salmon in Puget Sound, despite heavy lobbying efforts by Cook Aquaculture, which manages several fish farms in the Sound, to include the one that failed in spectacular fashion off of Cypress Island. Our state House and Senate did the right thing and voted to phase out these fish farms by 2025. Sometimes our politicians do get it right, and enough of them did this time to eliminate another potential threat to our native salmon stocks here in Puget Sound. What is hot is the kokanee fishing at Cowlitz County's Merwin Reservoir. At least it was last weekend. That's what Rocket Vet posted on NorthwestFishingReports.com. They netted 10 in the 12.5 to 15-inch range. What worked for them was trolling wedding ring spinners and a pink wiggle hoochie from Max Lure Company, 24 to 29 feet deep at 1.1 miles per hour, set back 85 feet from the downrigger ball. They also had long lines back 188 feet with 3/4 ounce weights. Both caught fish. Want to find out how the fishing is near you? Then just check the latest fishing reports at NorthwestFishingReports.com. Checking in with the state creel checkers, the hot spot last Sunday was the public boat ramp at Port Angeles, where 59 anglers fishing in Marine Area 6 brought in 47 fish, which means over 4 out of 5 anglers took home a salmon. Anglers showing up at the John Wayne Marina didn't do bad either, bringing in about 1 salmon for every 3 anglers, and that was also the average for anglers checked at the Port Townsend boat ramp. Finally, east of the Cascades, the Quincy Lake Trout Opener on the 1st wasn't bad under cloudy skies, with most anglers reeling in several trout between 8 and 14 inches long. Limits were not the norm, but there were several, and none of the parties I checked at Burke Lake were skunked. Fishing should stay good at Quincy and Burke Lakes, along with several other of these central Washington lakes through March. And in case you're interested, there's a one-day trout derby at Burke Lake on Saturday the 24th. Check out the Quincy Valley Chamber of Commerce website for details about that. And with that, now you know what's hot and what's not right here in the Pacific Northwest.
And with that, let's head to this week's national edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after, whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of the Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse, America's premier outfitter.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more, all 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Marine Area 5 near CQ is open for a special Chinook salmon fishery, and Excel Fishing Charters is ready to take you out for a great day on the water. One of the great things about this fishery is the fact that you get to take home not one, but two blackmouth a day. And Captain Tom Burlingame has the knowledge and experience to help you get that done. Need a place to stay? Excel Fishing Charters can help you with that, too, because they also operate the inn at Nia Bay. Find out more about fishing with Excel Fishing Charters at excelfishingcharters.com. That's E-X-C-E-L fishingcharters.com. Book your trip now.
Ty Stubblefield here from Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, reminding you of our 7th Annual North American Rendezvous, April 12th through the 14th in Boise, Idaho. Join us and special guests Randy Newberg, Ryan Callahan, Remy Warren, and Stephen Ranella for an event-filled weekend featuring backcountry seminars, our beers, bands, and public lands brew fest, and the world-famous storytelling night. All going on at the Boise Center, April 12th through the 14th. Get your tickets at backcountryhunters.org.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after, whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of the Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse, America's premier outfitter.
Tillamook Bay is considered the greatest fishing experience on the West Coast for fall Chinook salmon and winter steelhead, and Dungeness crab is plentiful. Five major rivers connect with the ocean on the Tillamook coast. It's not unusual to snag a 40 to 50 pounder. Go out in a boat or stand on a riverbank or dock. Try fishing from a dory boat and experience the thrill of a beach launch and landing. Use spinners, sand shrimp, or salmon eggs to lure them. The fish will line up to grab your bait. Go to TillamookCoast.com/fishing to find guides and places to stay.
It's time for another local shot of the outdoors. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, and you'll only hear it here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
We're going to talk to Tom Burlingame again with XL Fishing Charters because that CQ salmon season, it's opening up March 16th. Tom, I know you're busy getting ready. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here.
So, Tom, we've talked about this before, but I thought it was worth repeating the how to catch these blackmouth. Last week, we talked about where to catch them. Let's talk about how you're catching them, specifically depth, lures, the whole nine yards.
You bet, John. You know, these fish are feeding on camelfish, which are right on the bottom, buried in the sand. A lot of times when you catch these fish, you'll look at their gill plates, and they'll be all scratched up. That's because they're kind of nosing into the sand to get those camelfish out of there. So you want to be right on the bottom with your gear. You want those downriggers bouncing the bottom. If you're not occasionally hitting the bottom with your downriggers, you're not fishing deep enough.
And are you basically trolling like a coyote spoon for these fish?
Yes, a small presentation because camelfish tend to be small. So coho killers, coyote spoons in the small presentation, as small as 2.5 inches is good.
And I presume you're trolling this behind some sort of flasher or a dodger?
That's correct. I use both flashers and dodgers, mostly flashers, but I run three poles on my boat, so I run a middle one, and I use a dodger on my middle one so it doesn't move as much and it doesn't pile as much with my other gear.
Last but not least, what depth do you like to fish?
Anywhere between about 80 feet and 200 feet is fine. You want to fish the depth where you're seeing the bait.
There you go, folks. A quick primer for you to help you catch some of those blackmouth near CQ, Marine Area 5. It opens up March 16th. The limit's 2 hatchery blackmouth. And if you want to book a trip, then just go to xlfishingcharters.com. That's E-X-C-E-L fishingcharters.com and book a trip with Tom. Thanks again, Tom.
Thank you, John.
There's a whole bunch more of the great outdoors coming your way on Fox Sports 1380.
Marine Area 5 near CQ is open for a special Chinook salmon fishery, and Excel Fishing Charters is ready to take you out for a great day on the water. One of the great things about this fishery is the fact that you get to take home not one, but two blackmouth a day. And Captain Tom Burlingame has the knowledge and experience to help you get that done. Need a place to stay? Excel Fishing Charters can help you with that, too, because they also operate the inn at Nia Bay. Find out more about fishing with Excel Fishing Charters at excelfishingcharters.com. That's E-X-C-E-L fishingcharters.com. Book your trip now.
Let's get back to the local outdoors scene. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. Heard exclusively here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
Next for your local shot of the outdoors on America Outdoors Radio, I know duck hunting season is over, but it's never too early to start planning for next year. And one place to go is Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington. We're talking to Shelby Ross. He is the owner of a duck taxi service out of there, a very well-known one. Shelby, tell our listeners more about it.
So we operate the Potholes Duck Taxi. Well, the Potholes Duck Taxi has been operating since 1952, delivering a quality hunting experience for years.
And folks, I've been out there with Shelby. It really is a quality hunting experience. You have your choice. You basically launch from Mardon Resort. You can go on a guided hunt or an unguided hunt. But folks, I love the guided hunts. Number one, the dogs are good. The calling's good. And best of all, special treat towards the end of the hunt, the kebabs. Tell our listeners more about that.
The duck kebabs have been a tradition for years and years. And about 6 or 7 years ago, saw a little segment on jalapeno duck poppers and thought, I'm going to try this, and they've really become a hit. It's a very popular item for sure.
So think about it, folks. Go ahead and stay the night, whether it be at Mardon Resort at the south end of the reservoir, the state park, or if you want, even Othello and Moses Lake. Meet Shelby down at the dock. Head on out for a day of duck hunting, and if you're on a guided hunt, you get those duck poppers or those duck kebabs at the end, and you're probably going to get it to a whole bunch of ducks too. What's the website to find out more?
ducktaxi.com. And also another thing to keep in mind is in October we do combo cast and blast trips where we duck hunt in the morning, fish in the afternoon, and that's a really nice day and the weather tends to be mild. And some of our best duck hunting as far as number of birds harvested is in October. As long as you're not concerned about a seven mallard limit, you know, we have a variety of species that time of year, lots of teal, lots of widgeon, some mallards, pintail that don't have a pin yet, but a lot of action in October before the weather turns really tough, and something to keep in mind that have good duck hunting before it gets miserable cold out.
Something to keep in mind and something to book now because these slots will fill up quick. The website to go to is ducktaxi.com. That's ducktaxi.com. Check it out, book a trip, and maybe even a cast and blast. Thanks, Shelby.
Thank you, John, for having me.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We're coming back next Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. with another Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio right here on Fox Sports KRKO.